Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council appropriated funds from the Public Library Association and AT&T for the Kenai Community Library's selective participation in the 2022-2023 PLA Digital Literacy Workshop Incentive. It's offered by the American Library Association through its division, the Public Library Association, and its purpose is to expand digital literacy learning opportunities as well as help bridge the digital divide in the community. City Manager Paul Ostrander told the Kenai City Council,
"This was an application. This is the first time that the library has received this. Ms. Wolf applied for this, and it provides for basic digital literacy skills. So those within our community that don't have the literacy skills in our digital world, this will help them learn some of those basic skills. There's going to be two things that Koch's group is going to do. One is to just a general audience of the community, and then there's going to be a second one that's going to be geared for the needs of our senior residents, and that's going to be held at the senior center. So it's an exciting opportunity for some of these folks that need those essential skills to learn them through the library.
The library will offer instructor-led workshops that focus on basic but essential digital literacy skills. Funds from this incentive program will be used to purchase updated computer manuals, supplies for workshops, which include food, flash drives and handouts, and computer equipment and supplies. Library Director Katja Wolf told the City Council,
"Part of the grant is an advertising budget, so we'll have about $500 that we can spend on advertising on Facebook, which seems to be working for us very well, and then also in the paper and on the radio."
The funds that the city manager is accepting is in the amount of $4,000. For more details, log on to RadioKenai.com. And the ordinance was enacted unanimously. October is almost here, and that means the studded snow tires will be permitted on vehicles located south of the 60-degree north latitude line on Saturday, October the 1st. Studded snow tires already have been permitted for vehicles north of the 60-degree north latitude line. That basically includes all communities north of Ninilchik. Keep in mind, this doesn't include municipalities who have their own ordinance regarding the use of studded tires, like Anchorage. Shannon McCarthy with the Alaska Department of Transportation.
Essentially, we require that people take off their studded tires in the late spring and summer, and then allow them to put them back on September 16th. And the reason why we do that is when people don't need studs, we want them off the road so they cause less damage, because studded tires on a warm road actually take quite a bit of, you know, little chunks out of the road. It's a little bit better when roads are cooler, and it makes more sense, of course, when people need more traction.
Each year, the Alaska State Troopers note a spike in motor vehicle accidents as the seasons change and fall gives way to the early morning frost. McCarthy added,
"It allows people to put on their studs over a longer period of time, so there's not a big rush. And that's kind of nice for the tire places as well. And then we are able to take a look at the weather and see what's coming up. There's always a little bit of a rush when we have our first snow, but most of the time our first snow is a dusting and just gives everyone that fair warning of that you got to start getting your vehicle ready."
Troopers have made a note to remind Alaskans that even with studded tires being legal, drivers still must pay attention and be prepared for the initial layers of ice that will soon develop as the temperatures begin to drop. They also remind drivers to begin slowing even more ahead of time when approaching intersections and stoplights, as sliding always is going to be possible when there is snow, ice, or frost on the roadway. For more information, log on to our website at RadioKenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.